noticed as you went through them, they all spoke in tongues. So
yes.
That was a gift that they got when they received the Holy Spirit, where we don't receive that gift.
We receive the Holy Spirit, but
the speaking in tongues.
Okay, the question is, for those of you that are watching on the stream and Florida, please put on more suntan lotion, all of you. But I shouldn't tease them, because it's really hard to live down there with the monotonous weather and the bugs and cockroaches and everything else. But now you're going into a new topic. But tongues are a sign for Israel, number one. That's the first purpose they were promised. Number two, tongues are for the edification, the Bible says, of the church. And tongues are very hard to edify the church with, because 1 Corinthians 12 and 14 say, those two chapters, that you could only have two or three people speak in tongues in a service. And they had to pause, one and then the second one and the third one. And after number one, you had to find if someone had the gift of interpretation. And if no one had gift of interpretation of that language, that they could understand what was just said and confirm it, no more tongue speaking. That's the biblical model. You don't find that practiced anywhere nowadays. It was two or three at the most in a service, pausing with interpretation. The Spirit was subject to the prophet. They weren't doing what they're doing in Toronto and Brownsville and everywhere else where people are rolling all over the place, totally out of control. It was, remember the last verse? It was decently in an order. They were speaking most often because they didn't have one of these. See, they were getting revelation from God that was edifying the church before the scriptures, the epistles were starting to roll out. And you notice that as Paul began writing his epistles, the tongues speaking, where do you find tongues even being mentioned? Only in this early church that Paul, actually the two earliest churches, where the Thessalonians, he talks a little bit about it, that's in 51-52, and then in the Corinthian epistles. Does Ephesus have any tongues speaking? Colossae? I mean, there's no record of it. They probably did, but it isn't necessary, because the purpose was a sign for Israel that the gospel was going global and for the church to be edified. And which is better? To have only two or three people say something that no one understands, then stop, fish around for someone that had the gift of interpretation, listen to that, and then think about it, and then have the next one speak, and then you wait, and then you see if anybody, or to just have someone come up and read the scriptures. So that's what's going on, as Don is getting into. No longer do people that receive the Holy Spirit speak in tongues. It's no longer a sign that you're getting saved. And that's what the whole movement is trying to do. And that's why a lot of people, they want so desperately to speak in tongues, because they want to prove that they're saved. And you don't have to prove that you're saved anymore by tongue speaking. You prove that you're saved because you begin to be led by the Holy Spirit. For as many, now we're in Romans 8, as are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God.